Now, unbelievable. So, now we learn British Shalom on page 48. Gimatria Moach. Want to get your moach together, your brains together, and listen to this pledge. Kedusha v'yishuot. Holiness and salvation. Lumat zot. We learned last Tuesday that a person doesn't gain anything from pogem by an eye, from looking what he doesn't have to look at, and afuch, he loses a lot. But what does the person gain from guarding the eyes? Lumat zot, im nimnet arvachim sheyesh la'adam b'chulot enav u'mocho. If we'll start spelling out all the gains that a person gains when a person starts to guard his eyes and his brain, we'll see that there's a deal here that you can't miss. You have to take it. Davar Rishon, first of all, a person when he guards the eyes, he merits emunah. He starts believing in Hashem, no bilbulim. Emunah depends on Shmirat Habrit. Mikan tzrichim yad lavor lerefuah. If someone has emunah, he has refuah. Especially if fuat ha-nefesh. A person marries Yirat Shamayim, Simchat Chaim, happiness in life. Chochma, wisdom, zikaron, to remember Hashem all the time. Tefillah is open for him. Torah, he merits to learn Torah mamash, and not just to know what the Torah says. Zivug, he merits to find his wife. Or if he has a wife, he merits Shalom Bayit. He merits Yiladim Tzadikim. In Sefer Amidot it says, okay, that the person who guards his eyes, they will have children which will write books on the Torah. So Rav Arush adds here, you see his father, Rabbi Machluf, that's his father's name, he used to guard his eyes. It was a very simple person. Wasn't a big learned person, a simple Jew. He used to guard his eyes very, very much. And that's why he allows it. That's why I'm married to write these books, because my father allows it. A person merits Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. We see also Mishpachat Abuchatzera, Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzera, and the Baba Sali, Rabbi Masud, and all the tzaddikim from Mishpachat Abuchatzera. They're all very holy. They all could bless, had the power to bless. They all have the power to activate salvations from Shamayim. Where does this power come from? It comes to them from being very, very careful in the whole inyanim of Kedusha. Guarding the eyes, guarding the thoughts and the breath. Each one needs to take upon himself, receive upon himself, that this will be his main work in this world. That he will learn this subject, learn this book again and again and again, and listen to the CDs, and daven about this every day, that he will go through a clean day. Each day that a person goes through, he has a clean day. Ze harevach hamuchlat shelo. It's his total gain. It's worth it. Kol yom tzarich ha'adam la'azkir la'atzmo et ha'chishbon hazeh. Every day a person needs to remind himself this calculation. What does he lose when he opens his eyes? He loses this world and the next world. What does he gain? Nothing. And we wish he just would gain nothing. He gains, Gehenna he gains. And what does a person gain when he guards the eyes in this world, next world, and what does he lose? Nothing. A person guards the eyes, what does he lose? He didn't see a beautiful woman. That's a loss. And what's the proof that seeing what you don't have to see is a complete lie, complete false, complete not, it's not true? We see that this taiva just awakens a person to bad will. And they distance the person from Hashem, from the Torah, and from cleaving to Hashem, from good midot, from giving to the other. Even in the without the Torah, even stam in this world, in the eyes of this world, you could see that this whole lust for women causes a lot of damage in the world. Without Kedusha. Right? People become bad. They become unfaithful. They become... they betray their wives. It's bad. Right? They leave home. Men leave their houses. All because they went after their eyes. Is there any bigger fault than this? Something which distances a person from the truth, from the toughness of life? והשקר הזה הוא שורש כל השקרים. And this lie is the root to all the lies in the world. And all the lies and all the gamim, all the blemishes in the world, of the mouth and the tongue, it all depends on this. Rabbeinu said that tikkun habrit is also tikkun halashon. It depends on each other. Okay? A person who has the pgam habrit gets angry fast, he speaks not nicely, he lies, he has a kin'ah, jealousy of the other. כל אחד צריך להבין, each one has to understand, this עניין of שקר אכן והבל היופי, שאפילו אם הוא רק, אם הוא נהנה רק מהיופי של אשתו, that even if a person just he benefits, he's enjoying how beautiful his wife is, it's a lie. Well, because it's his wife, so he has to desire her beauty, to desire life, false, it's not true. Rabbi Akiva said that person has a beautiful wife, so he has a dat. He has he's calm, he can think straight. So Gemara says, he has a chavat dat. What's a beautiful wife? Na'ab ma'asim. She's beautiful in her deeds. But you want to marry a very beautiful woman who's a ichsa woman? She's disgusting. And how she acts, and how she treats her husband, and her kids, and who she is. No, when you live with a woman a few months, you'll see the zevet. But if you live with your wife, even though she's not the most beautiful thing in the world, so what? She is the most beautiful inside. And that's the main thing, that's what a person should think when he tells his wife she's so beautiful. Not how pretty she is, how beautiful she is. It's a different story. How you doing? You have a big schut, you have a very beautiful wife.
Thank you.
The best for you. שאלה שלום בית, זאת השם. אמן. I never saw your wife, בחושה. טוב. רבה, I'll try to see an interesting way. Also, someone who's not so lucky, and he has a pretty wife. So what? He's not so lucky. He had a pretty wife. What can he do? What? Of course, then he has to nullify all of his taiva completely. You have to be immersed in this. And anyways, after a few births, a few years pass, she's not the one that he married. Just look the same like the one you married. But she's much beautiful in inside. Okay. Also, a person wants to praise his wife. It's better to praise who she is than how she looks. How you look is not who you are. Who you are is an insight. Okay. Let's put Shalom for today.